many legitimacy questions that surround the presidency of Robert Mugabe. And for him to stay for so long and have his wife taking over the Women's League, having his son taking over the Youth League, or even getting an influential post, sends a lot of shivers down the spines of us Democrats, because we think that this is turning Zimbabwe into a monarch.
Mr. Ngwenya, there are some critics who are saying that, you know, the entrance into politics by President Robert Mugabe's son is actually a means of creating some kind of good turf for him to be perhaps in the near future the president of the country. Do you agree with this?
President Mugabe did not suggest that his son should be involved in the youth affairs, but it is the youth themselves who are asking that he should join them in the structures, because they admire and adore President Mugabe's leadership qualities, and those qualities are the qualities that we see in the first family. Therefore, it would be ideal to have such a man, such a principled person to be involved in the structures of the youth.
I think Morris should know that dictators or monarchs don't really make themselves per se. They are made by people around them. It is those young people who have chosen the president's son. It is those women who are choosing the president's wife who are making a monarch, who are actually literally worshipping a certain family and saying that we believe it flows in the blood. Honestly speaking, I think we need a serious rethink, a serious introspection as Zimbabweans, to say if we are making dictators out of our leaders, honestly speaking, we are our own enemies. We are making our own lives more difficult. We are actually taking opportunities away from each other, from ourselves, even the opportunity for the country to change hands.
Let me point out to Mr. Duve that it is scientific, according to social sciences, that there is no form of leadership that you can say is the best. But leadership styles, which I'm talking about a monarch or democracy or whatever you have, it depends on the setup. A monarch can work wherever that setup works. A democracy can work or it can fail. So really, there is no any form of leadership. But that does not mean that I'm saying what is these suggestions are suggesting that Zimbabwe becomes a monarch. No. Zimbabwe is a democracy and people are free to choose whatever. Let's move away from that mindset of following that whatever the West chooses as a leadership style or as a form of the politics that the West is pursuing is the best politics. We can pursue our own politics. Let's see what people choose for themselves, and everyone's free to choose, and ZANU-PF youth are choosing the president's son to join them. However, that does not mean that that is cast in stone. It might not turn out to be.
Mr. Dube?
I think I would like to thank my friend, Morris. I call him a friend. It would just fit because he's a Zimbabwe. For accepting that they are creating a monarch and they think there is nothing wrong with it. Because in his own words, he says that there is no leadership. That is wrong. A monarch is also okay if we choose it. And I think that's what they are choosing in ZANU-PF, and he has accepted that they are choosing it. And I'm saying the whole world is moving away from monarchs, and it is moving into democracy.
The whole world is moving away from monarchs when Britain is a monarch? How can you say that? When Britain is a monarch?
No. But remember, Mugabe is an executive president. He's elected. The queen is not elected. Mugabe is elected. He's not our king.
So it's a democracy, then it's not a monarch. Zimbabwe is a democracy.
It's not a monarch. Can you go back and then look at the British structure?
Sorry, I didn't get
it. They have a dual system.
Which one?
They have a dual system. They have the Queen and they have the Prime Minister. Remember, they elect the leaders who run the government. And the Queen is a ceremonial leader. Mugabe is an executive leader. He's chosen. We have never chosen a king in Zimbabwe. And we refuse that a president should turn themselves into a king and their family.
Well, but how does the President Mugabe become a king when elections are conducted? As we speak, ZANU-PF is going to conduct its elections. Then after that, the country conducts its elections. Is that how a monarch...
My friend, who can stop the wife of the president and the son of the president? I mean, it's a formality. It's something that is being taken into the public arena only to be rubber stamped. Honestly speaking, if the wife of the president stands up and says, I want to challenge the Women's League, And if the son says he wants to go into the youth league, honestly speaking, we know the Match Nations. We know that there is no one who can stand up and stand up against the Mugabe family. And it is slowly or fast becoming a monarch.
Well, but that is an assumption. The reality is the youth have chosen the son of the president, and he did not impose himself, neither did the Sesi family. This is the real situation that is happening in Zimbabwe, not the assumptions we are talking about.
So now, at the end of the day, what can we say about democracy in brief, Mr. Dube? Whenever, if the president's son is elected, what could be the end of? Is this the end of democracy in Zimbabwe, or this is the start of democracy?
The indications are that this could be the end of democracy in Zimbabwe. Is that this is the start of a monarch in Zimbabwe? Is that Robert Mugabe and his family, they have seen an opportunity to turn Zimbabwe into a Mugabe monarch, and which we cannot challenge, with a few hands, of course, the hands of the likes of Maurice Ngwenya and others who are accepting it with open hands and willing participants in turning Zimbabwe into a monarch. It is really, really, really frightening, Gibbs, to see Zimbabweans in all their diversity and all their intelligence to be letting this happen unfold before their eyes and keeping quiet about it.
Mr. Ngwenya, you have the last word.
So Mr. Dube is implying that the USA is a monarchy because there was Bush the father and Bush the son who ruled that country, which I do not agree with. That is perhaps one sign of democracy that we can take a leaf from the USA, that yes, people are free to choose a leader whom they see fit to have the qualities of taking them to their aspirations.
Do you have anything to say, Mr. Dube?
Yes, I have something to say. I think Mr. Ngwenya should not mince words here. He should not also manipulate information to try and justify the unjustifiable. Honestly speaking, we need people to be willing to elect a certain... But I talked about the legitimacy questions that surround the Mugabe presidency. That has surrounded it until since 1980. I'm talking about the factions in ZANU-PF where there's been Dane, there's been factions, there's been refusal of change of leadership. And then amidst such refusals of change of leadership, you hear that now the president's wife, now the president's son are lining up. Honestly speaking, it does not reflect any democratic credentials on part of ZANU-PF or even on part of Zimbabwe. We know the democratic questions that are within the Zimbabwean body politic. And even in ZANU-PF, there are big questions, especially with the latest developments. So I think we need to reflect strongly in terms of what is happening in ZANU-PF and what is happening in Zimbabwe, and honestly, for that matter.